This is Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. She's a legendary singer who has collaborated with just about everybody. She was featured in the Oscar-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, and she's part of the new album Where No One Stands Alone, inspired by Elvis Presley's love of gospel music. Please welcome Darlene Love.
Hey!
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So I want to start right from the beginning. You grew up as a preacher's daughter.
Yes.
When did you discover non-gospel music?
Didn't do it at home, that's for sure. No, we couldn't listen to rock and roll or rhythm and blues or any of that kind of music growing up in my family.
Yeah.
It wasn't allowed. They call it the devil's music. I don't know what they called theirs when they were growing up, but when we were coming up, that's what they yeah. called ours. So I had girlfriends who would listen to the rhythm and blues stations, so that's where I started listening and all the music that I end up loving today.
When Morgan Neville, who is the director of 20 Feet from Stardom, was having the idea that he wants to do this documentary, and you were the very first interview, and then supposedly he reported back to the producers, I don't know what documentary we could do about backup singers, but we could do an entire documentary about Darlene Love. When he came to talk to you, was there something very specific that you wanted the world to know about the world of being a backup singer?
We see everything.
I bet you do.
We saw a whole lot. You know, we saw the other side of what people don't see, you know, because they see the artist when they're on the stage. We're 20 feet behind, but we behind too.
Right, right.
We know about the parties. We know about everything that the entertainers do. And we knew their families, you know, so what they did on the road, dead on the road.
I mean, is there a kind of tale that would be okay to share? Is there?
Of course not. Are okay. you kidding me?
Oh, okay.
No, but I do say, when I worked with Tom Jones, it was a lot of fun. And he used to have all these parties, you know, after the show was over. But the group I was singing with, the Blossoms, we would never go to the parties because we heard what they did at the parties.
Ah.
So one night, Tom Jones came down to our room with his bodyguard and said, how come y'all don't come to our parties? We said, because we heard y'all be doing a whole lot of things at the parties with ladies, and we don't want to be a part of that. And he said, we don't do that kind of stuff. Come on. So we started going to their parties, and they were very nice. But every time the Blossoms got ready to leave, they would say, the Blossoms are gone. Come on, ladies. Come on out.
Right.
So you learn how to take care of yourself when you're on the road. It was great for the Blossoms because we were the three girls. We kind of protected one another because there were times when it got a little rough out there, you know, with gentlemen.
Sure.
I'm calling them gentlemen. Now it'd be, it was jackasses.
Right. Now, you started with the Blossoms when you were 16 years old?
16, yes.
Everyone knows the hit, He's a Rebel.
Right.
Which you were brought in to sing.
Yes.
But it was credited not as the Blossoms, it was credited as the Crystals.
Right.
Because they were on tour.
Well, they were very young.
Yeah.
You know, they were like 13 and 14 years old. We were 18, 19 years old when we recorded He's a Rebel. So Phil didn't want to fly them all out to California.
Phil being Phil Spector, the very famous producer,
right.
very problematic producer.
Yeah. And Phil was looking for someone to sing lead. He taught me the song, He's a Rebel, in the recording studio. We went in the next day and recorded the song. And I told him, that song stinks. Ain't nobody gonna buy that song. So I said, I'm making you pay me now. So I asked for $3,000 to record He's a Rebel, right? And then I told him, honey, ain't nobody gonna buy this record but your mother. That record went on to be a number one record and sell over 3 million copies. But guess what? I took Phil Spector to court, I sued him, and now I get royalties from He's a Rebel.
Yes! So speaking of making money and making your way, in 1982, you leave the Blossoms.
Yes.
And you decide you're going out on your own. And things are a little bit tough.
Very tough.
Yeah. You were cleaning houses for a little while in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
But you're parking your Mercedes down the block, right?
Yes,
like things are good and bad at the same time, sort of.
They can't have a maid clean their house that have a Mercedes. Anyway, I would park it down at the bottom of the hill, and I'd walk up to the lady's house to clean it. But one day, I almost got caught because it was raining cats and dogs. And she says, I'll take you down to the bus stop. And I go, no. It's okay. I don't mind walking. It's not, you know, I need the exercise. She says, no, I will take you down. I went, okay. So I let her drive me to the bus stop, and I sat there until she was out of sight. And then I went and got in my car.
And so at one moment you just decided, I've had enough of this and I'm going to move to New York and just...
Well, you know, a wonderful thing happened while I was cleaning this one lady's bathroom. It was during the holiday season and my record came on the radio, Christmas Baby Please Come Home. And I just looked up and I said, okay, I hear you. I'm out of here. Not that I think anything's wrong with that kind of work, but I was given this gift and I wanted to use it. And I moved to New York over 30 years ago and... voila, here I am in Brooklyn.
And so, of course, yes, people know you as the Christmas Queen from 25 years on David Letterman. How did that meeting first happen?
We were doing a show, and Paul Schaefer invited David down to see the show one night. And the next night, he went back to his show, and he said, I just heard the greatest Christmas song. Just unbelievable. And he said, we need to get that girl on our show. And the next night, I got this phone call from the producers saying that David wants me to do his show. I said, child, I'm busy. You just can't pick up the phone and call me and I'm gonna run down. I wanted to. But anyway, I was so excited. So 3 or 4 nights later, I went on and did his show. And I thought it was gonna be the one time, right? After that, it was year after year after year. When you want to talk about a friend in need, a friend indeed, that was really lit up my life as far as my career was concerned because people started hiring me all over the country, you know, at Christmas time.
At Christmas.
And then they wanted me to sing Christmas Baby Please Come Home, even in the summertime. I said, but if I did, what would you, you wouldn't have anything to wait for. So no, I sing it till about January the 25th.
You have a cutoff. And then in 2011, you were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yay!
Bette Midler, in a glowing speech, said, no voice drove me crazier than Darlene Love's. So, I mean, you're still touring. You work like crazy. And I just wonder, so many people, as their singing career progresses, loses some of their range. Your voice is... pristine. What do you do to keep your voice in such good shape?
When I'm working, I do what you call voice rest, vocal rest. And I tell my singers, y'all don't know what vocal rest is. It means to shut up. And sincerely, and my husband is so used to it, he said, boy, she's on voice rest this week. And when my friends would call me, they go, hey, how you doing? I go, I'm fine, what? They go, you're on voice rest. I say, yeah, bye. Really and truly, my life was about the show. And I wanted I wanted my voice to be as perfect as it could be when I work. And my doctor even, how do you take care of your throat? What do you do? And I tell him, he said, that's what I tell my patients. I say, well, can now I get your salary?
Darlene, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Okay.
All right. You're going to love it. Darlene, you've collaborated with many legendary musicians, including Elvis Presley. Matter of fact, you're part of a new album, Where No One Stands Alone, inspired by Elvis's love of gospel. You met Elvis Presley, obviously, because you worked with him. What was your first meeting like?
I thought that was the finest man I'd ever seen.
Really?
Because he was gorgeous, really. Because, see, I met him in 1968. This was before the drugs, before he had put on weight. And our communication was great because of my gospel background. So we would always, with the Blossoms, when we had a break or something, they'd go, we'd put us on a 10 or 15 minutes. He'd go get his guitar, and we'd say, do you know this one? Do you know this one? When you're breaking down the stage, you know, at night after the show and everything is over, the guys hang around the piano, the band members and the girls, and we all just, and he would just sing gospel songs. So we had a ball. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, so so this will be very easy.
You're leading up to something. Yeah. I know she's leading up to something.
Your game is all about Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but the answers, I'm going to give you multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And if you do well enough, Jason Weiss from Chicago, Illinois, is going to win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
All right. See how it goes. Here's your first question. Elvis's birthday is January 8th. He shares it with another famous musician. Hmm. Is it A, Conway Twitty, B, David Bowie, or C, all of Nickelback?
Who?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I love you so much for saying that. Who do you think? Conway Twitty, David Bowie?
I'll say David Bowie.
Yeah, that's correct.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
And supposedly they were fans of each other. I mean, I get it. They both, they could trade clothing, kind of. You know, they both loved the glittery jumpsuits. But according to a 2016 interview with Dwight Yoakam, 6 months before Elvis's death, Elvis asked David Bowie to collaborate with him on a record, but that never happened.
Wow. Okay.
That's kind of amazing. All right. True or false? Elvis dyed his hair black.
True.
Yeah. That is true.
I was there.
You were there? You would watch him dye his hair, or
no,
you would see it?
No, I was there. You could tell that Elvis' hair was dyed.
You mean like the carpet didn't match the drapes, or?
I won't get that deep.
Okay. All right. We will just stick with you were there. Okay, this is your last question.
Okay.
Which of these is not a real event involving Elvis impersonators?
Okay.
Not real. The annual Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest in Memphis, Tennessee. The Elvis Cruise. Or the Elvis Racquetball Racket, where Elvis impersonators compete in the King's favorite sport. Which one's not real?
Number two.
The cruise?
Yeah, the cruise.
The Elvis cruise? You don't think the Elvis cruise is real?
No.
Oh, Darlene, the Elvis cruise is real.
How do you know?
I have friends. Actually, the King's favorite sport was racquetball, supposedly.
Really?
Yes, but there is no racquetball racket.
True.
But I guess there's a lot of money to be made with an Elvis cruise.
Well, I can see that now, yeah.
Have you ever cruised?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Listen, when I was down and out and they said they'd hire me on a cruise ship, I went.
Yeah, and how was
it? That's right. It was wonderful. My fans were excited to see me because they wanted to know why I was on a cruise ship working. I said, to make money.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Make a living. They needed great talent on the cruise ship because the...
Yeah, of course.
Y'all been on cruise ships? You know the talent that's on the ships? They needed me desperately.
I think we all need a little Darlene love. I think we all need it. So, congratulations, Darlene. You and listener Jason Weiss have both won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes.
All right.
Yeah, so Darlene Love is touring across the country. She's featured on the new album, Where No One Stands Alone. Thank you so much, Darlene Love.
Thank you.
Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.